Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, offsite presentation preparation, hotel logistics, part one. Well, it's funny, but presenting at an offsite location, it's often a hotel, right? It seems to be a rite of passage for a lot of professionals these days. And I know from experience, and if you haven't done it before, we promise you that you're going to underestimate the amount of logistical thinking required to do it right. And we are routinely amazed. Now, think about that for a second, by smart people thinking that all they have to do is know their content and they're going to do well just because they know their content.
that goes back to that first rule of presentations. It's all about the audience, right? And people focus on their content and forget that all kinds of things go into the audience's impression of you, definitely not just your content mastery. And really, hotels just make it way, way harder when you present at a hotel at an offsite. Presenting well there is much like an effective briefing in a meeting on-site, if you will, is that success happens way before the presentation actually begins.
Yeah, absolutely.
So look, we have four big recommendations for working with hotels. These are just the basics, and it's only about logistics, not about your content, not about your audience in detail, in terms of preparing for an offsite at a hotel. We have four recommendations, each of which have many sub-bullets, okay? But there are just too many to list here in the overall thing, and there are four major things. Manage the location staff, the hotel staff and the AV staff, affirmatively. You have to double check. You have to triple check. You have to write things down. You have to get people's names and so on. We have a long list of recommendations there. Number two, you've got to manage any advance shipments really tightly. If you're going to ship stuff in advance to the hotel, it's amazing how easy you can get lost and how much you'll get the sense that everybody's too busy to help you find it. Number three, you've got to plan for an AV, an audiovisual walkthrough, the day before your presentation, because if you do it the morning of, they may not have time to adjust and there may not be the equipment that you need. And the last point, arrive very, very early before your presentation and be ready to work. You never know. You just never know how good or bad the room is. There's no guarantee that what the room looked like at 10 o'clock last night when you work with the hotel staff to get right for your presentation. There's no guarantee it will look that way in the morning. Anything could have happened and often does.
Anything, and it always does.
Yeah. I think overarching our guidance here is if you're presenting at an offsite and you ignore logistics, you'll end up looking like a fool in many cases in front of a large audience. There is no amount of content mastery that is going to make you believable if your logistics, even if someone else is responsible for them, no amount of content mastery will make you look believable and good if your logistics are sloppy.
Yeah. And that starts with managing the location staff affirmatively. I guess that this recommendation really is just a nice way of saying that hotels are very difficult to rely on and be rewarded. If you want to ensure that your logistics for your presentation serve your needs to help your audience, you and only you are going to have to actively manage what the hotel does for you.
Yeah, a lot of you's in there.
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk about the experience you had before Manager Tools, but just in our experience, it is best assumed that everything is going to go wrong and you will have to be the one that sets out the details and follows up on every action multiple times, 1,000 times to ensure it's done. Now, if I seem like I've been bit a couple times, yes, I have. And I think you have too.
Yeah. I mean, right. We've looked at each other in amazement at the things we're told or the things that happen. And the problem is, even if you're justified at getting angry at the lack of support, you being angry a half an hour or an hour before your presentation to 10 or 20 or 100 people is not helpful to you delivering a great presentation. It's much like Manager Tools and Career Tools. It's about wellness and prevention. It's not about curing the disease, right? And if you don't have a lot of wellness and prevention in this stuff, you might end up having your logistics right, but only at such an incredible cost in terms of your workload that you can't be effective in front of the audience. I remember a time in Indianapolis where I was able, thankfully, to prepare my room the night before. There was a great MOD, a great manager on duty at the hotel at 11 o'clock. I had a room for about 100 people. I had lots of visual aids to put up, and I did so until about 2 in the morning. The room was all locked down, all locked up by the MOD to protect the work. And when I showed up at 6 a.m., 2 hours before my presentation starts, every single one of the probably 40 or 50 visual aids that I had put up had been torn down and thrown in the trash by the night custodial staff, even though there were signs up on the wall that says, please do not remove.
So I bet you were nice and relaxed prior to your presentation, weren't you?
Yeah, it was all, it was great. I mean, if you remember Los Angeles a while ago.
Oh, God, yes,
had a conference
I remember
in Los
that.
Angeles, right?
Yes.
It was one of the worst service providers of any type we've ever encountered in our work.
Oh, it was amazing. Okay, folks, if you haven't done this before, the BEO, the banquet event order, is what it stands for. It's not terribly important, except it specifies everything that is going to happen and everything you want to happen better be on the BEO, but we'll come back to that. We get there. We had arranged to meet the banquet person at 8 o'clock. He didn't show up till 9:30. And then when he showed up, we got into the room. The room was completely different than we expected to be. We had provided diagrams and everything. And the individual there told us that it was the way the BEO had specified. Yet, when we asked to, well, show us the BEO and let's go over it, he said, no, I can't get to the BEO because the BEO is in the manager's desk. And even though he didn't have the BEO, he proceeded to tell us how wrong we were and that it was set up as per our specifications. We won't go through the whole story, but suffice it to say, when they finally did get the BEO, it showed that they were wrong and we were right. And then we went to test the house sound, and this gentleman told us, well, we don't have house sound. Now, okay, yeah, as he's telling us this, the music is being piped in through the house sound system. Okay, enough.
Okay, now look, that said, we don't want to pick on Los Angeles too much. Okay, maybe we do.
Given our experience there, it would be appropriate for us to share the name of the hotel, but we won't, so.
No, gosh, yeah. We do regret, there's a little bit of sadness with this cast because this recommendation to some folks may seem like an indictment of a lot of hotel industry service, and we don't mean it that way. We've been presenting for 25 years, and good logistical support is so incredibly rare that we feel obligated to let other professionals, if you're a professional, you might assume some form of professional support, and generally speaking, you won't get it. Assumptions about levels of service will almost always negatively affect your outcome. And look, you're responsible. Regardless of who's doing the logistics for you in the hotel, you're responsible for the outcome with your audience, as Mike said earlier, with all those yous. You're responsible for your outcome with your audience. And there are places where it is good, but you can't assume that. And we don't want you assuming that and stumbling and having maybe your first presentation in some hotel somewhere not go well because of things you didn't know about that, you know, a wiser person in your organization would have said, yeah, sorry, I probably should help you with that, but I've been busy, blah, 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 blah. Now, look, there are some good reasons why service is not what you might want it to be. Look, hotels run 24 hours a day. So you can never be sure that the person who promises you a certain activity or a certain level of service is going to be the one that actually provides it, right? Particularly if you're in preparation in advance, you're going to be talking to probably a banquets manager or something like that, a 9-to-5 person. But the preparation you do the night before and the preparation you do the morning of, early morning of, are definitely going to be people who aren't 9-to-5 people. Look, the people who do AV, audio, visual for the hotel, I would guess 90% of the time, don't work for the hotel, but an outside agency, right? Many of the service providers that you're going to be talking to are in roles that have very high turnover. So they're helping you do something, perhaps for the first time ever, okay? Hotel staff often assume that every presenter does it the same way. And part of that is because other presenters mistakenly assume that the hotel knows something about presenting and essentially go along with their recommendations, right? Folks, let's be clear. Hotel staff know nothing about presenting. I mean, they might know how to rent a room that a presenter might use, but they know nothing about presenting. So we want to be very careful about following recommendations they make that how the rooms should be set up or how the AV should be set up. They're probably making recommendation that maximizes their limited resources rather than thinking differently about the audience, which is what this is always all about, the audience as opposed to the logistics or the resources. But look, we've got a long list of actions you can take to increase your chances. And to be fair, we're talking about chances here that you're going to get what you want from the hotel staff and supporting the presentation. But we're just going to go through a long list, and there are many recommendations and many details associated with each one of them. So first, contact the hotel at least 2 weeks in advance of your presentation. Let the hotel know you're a presenter and you'd like help with their room setup, with audio visual, and with advanced shipments. By the way, the two-week recommendation doesn't apply if you're actually responsible for the setup of an entire offsite. That's going to take many more weeks in advance than just two, because you've got hotel rooms and those kind of things, and there's contracts to be signed and so on. Okay, but if you're just a presenter.
Yeah, and to be clear here, we're not talking about logistics associated with securing hotel rooms and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about just the logistics around the presentation, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, this contact 2 weeks in advance is particularly important if you're one of a number of presenters, okay? What interestingly happens is people assume, if I'm one of a number, I don't have any flexibility. And so therefore, it's less important if I'm one of a number of presenters. But folks, the rest of the presenters are likely to assume all this is going to be done for them, or that there's no flexibility in the variables. But that means for them and you, if you adopt that mindset, if something goes wrong, or if you or they haven't thought through the variables, when something does go wrong, their presentation will suffer, their audience will not benefit. It's an unfortunate reality of presentation that hotel logistics seem to be unmanageable by many presenters, and unfortunately, they can have a significant negative impact. And so you've got to manage. You've got to address it. Okay, now, it is possible that you are one of a number of presenters. And if that's so, the host or the handler or the offsite leader may very well restrict the variables you can manage. You may get no flexibility. But you can't assume that you won't have some ability, so it's best to know all the possible things you can manage well in advance.
Yeah. The next thing is, get the name of the person in charge of banquets. Now, look, if you don't know, the banquets manager is the key person in supporting a hotel-based presentation, right? That's the person. But it's not necessarily true that they're going to be the one that is personally involved in supporting you on site. So rather, you need to get their name and their phone number so you can call them if you're not getting support. All the housemen who set up your room report to the banquets manager. Banquet managers have a great deal of ability and authority, therefore, regarding support for your presentation. Now, in practice, when it comes to meeting rooms, they have as much ability to make things happen as the general manager or the manager on duty. And I think you referred to it earlier as the MOD, right?
Right.
But you've got to get that person's name, and you have to be able to contact them if you run into problems.
And speaking of which, it's helpful. It's a little bit of a cheat or you're being sly and clever. But it's great if you're talking to a hotel staff and you're having difficulty, that when you escalate, you ask to speak to the MOD rather than the manager on duty. If you ask to speak to the manager and it's after hours, the houseman is going to get the banquets person or the catering manager, but they're going to say, I'm sorry, the manager's not here. And if you say MOD, you're using hotel language, which comes across as, I've done this before, and I know that I don't want to talk to banquets or catering manager because they're not here. The MOD is empowered to make decisions for them in after-hours situations. Okay, look, and you mentioned about getting the banquet manager name. You also need to get the name and number of the person in charge of AV, audiovisual. Okay, audiovisual support is increasingly outsourced by hotels. Okay. Hotels commit to supporting meetings and presentations, and then they ask an internal support provider to actually do the work. There is, unfortunately, often little correlation between the quality of the property you're working with and the quality of their external audiovisual providers. There is some, but not as much as you would like. Just because you're staying at a five-star hotel doesn't mean the AV support will necessarily be five-star, and they won't be hotel employees 90% of the time. Now, look, you may not get the head of the external provider, right, or the owner of the small firm that does this for the hotel, but you can get the name of the person who's going to be assigned to support your work. Get that name, get a phone number, you know, a cell number. So if things go wrong and you don't get what you want on site, you're going to have another name to call. Although certainly it's great if that person is the one who's on site.
Yeah. Now, we're not trying to beat up on hotels here. Matter of fact, we think you ought to be professional and friendly and courteous when dealing with hotel folks. And one of the ways we found that you can be really courteous and helpful is, you know, they may or may not ask you, but generally you have signed some kind of contract, and the contract really is the BEO. You know, they really don't like it when you ask them to write everything down, right? Because they can be trusted. I mean, they you know, they've got a lot of stuff going on. They got a lot of, you know, a lot of other banquets, a lot of other events going on, but you can trust them. I mean, it's not like you have to have everything written down, right?
Yeah, this is one of our harder recommendations to accomplish if you're one of a number of presenters. In those situations, there's probably a larger BEO, which delineates what the lead logistics person has arranged with the hotel. But you need to get commitments to your presentation in writing. If there is someone else managing it, because you're one of a number of presenters, get a copy of that BEO, okay? If there is a BEO, obtain a copy. Make additions to the BEO that relate to your presentation. You need to let the lead logistics person know that you're discussing changes, but generally speaking, they're going to be supportive provided the scope isn't too gigantic if it's narrowly focused on your work. You need to get a copy of that BEO, and you need to make notes on it, and you need to get a signature from somebody at the hotel saying, yes, we're aware that for your presentation, we're going to do these 1, 2, 3, 4 things. Okay? If it's not on the BEO, depending upon the level of support you get, you'll get anything from, we'll try to make that happen, to, it's not in the BEO, arms crossed, nothing's happening. Okay? Now, just a moment here about lead logistics persons, the person who's putting together the offsite, right? They may not be terribly excited about it. And generally, people don't tend to be expert at working with hotels. Some people are. If you're dealing with an event coordinator in your company, if you're at a large company, then they're probably an expert at BEOs. But in the rare instance that you find your logistics leader to be an expert and tightly managing commitments, just talk to them about your needs and let them make the addenda to the BEOs. If they're not, though, then you can go ahead and go to the hotel and ask for a special BEO or even just a one-page memorandum saying, here are the things we agree to do for this presentation. And you'll just have to say, and I've spoken to my lead logistics person, and he or she is okay with it. And look, you know, Mike was being tongue-in-cheek, right? The point of this recommendation is that any commitment or agreement or understanding or offer or idea that isn't written down is unlikely to be honored in the event of a disagreement or a misunderstanding, okay? Look, we're not implying that hotel staff aren't honest, but the difference between the BEO, what you want, the changes that have happened that are real, that have happened in real time because somebody was service-minded, but then are not reflected in the BEO, and what the standard practices are for most presenters or most presenters there, or presenters at your company, all of those factors contribute to something someone told you being given low priority, and then they don't act on it. So you've got to get it in writing.
Yeah, this all goes back to your point about turnover in hotels, as well as the fact that the folks you're talking to, the sales folks, for example, that are putting the BEO together, are not necessarily the folks that are actually executing on the ground. And so if it's not written down, you're going to have to make an assumption that what's not written down is being communicated. Well, I'll tell you, it's not being communicated, because the way the event sales folks communicate with the banquet folks, the folks that are actually going to execute, is the BEO. That is the form of communication. So if it's not on the BEO, it is not getting communicated.
Yeah. In fact, what's interesting, you make a good analogy there. The way they communicate is the BEO, right? Unfortunately, there are three parties here. You, the salesperson, who could be catering, could be banquets, or could be a third party salesperson. And then there's the people that actually deliver. They communicate with the internal staff and then the AV organization on a BEO, but they communicate with you verbally. And if you're in a conversation with somebody in a hotel and says, oh yeah, we can do that, you better write down they said that we could do that and then make sure it goes on the BEO, because otherwise it's not. And frankly, let's be clear, I mean, just because it's on the BEO and because you could prove it's on the BEO doesn't mean it's actually going to be done.
Oh, so absolutely.
This isn't a fail-safe. It isn't a guarantee. It is just, this is the way you have to assertively manage your relationship with the hotel, with the provider, the location, so that you can get the maximum. You increase the chances that a minimum of things will go wrong.
Now, I don't know if we're scheduled to talk about it later, but now might be a good time to mention it when it comes to the BEO. One of the things you need to do is walk through the BEO with the event staff as soon as you can. It doesn't do you any good to find out 5 minutes before your presentation is going to start that there's something on the BEO, say, let's say beverages scheduled for a break that got miscommunicated, right? So when you get to the hotel, and the hotels will absolutely do this, you ask for a walkthrough and you sit down with the banquet staff and you walk through the BEO line by line. Don't assume that the BEO that they have in front of them is the one that you agree to, number one. Number two, don't assume for a second that they understand and will execute everything on that BEO. You got to walk through it.
I'll give you a good example about how walkthroughs can help. Those of you who've been to conferences know that we post an agenda on the wall for the entire day. Not every place does that. In fact, very few meetings tend to do it because senior people don't want to be held to an agenda. But in fact, an agenda is one of the ways you show respect for your audience. And we'll have the agenda posted on the wall and the hotel will see it. Let's say we hadn't covered the afternoon break, say at 3 o'clock. And by the way, we're getting into food stuff here, which is a little bit more than what, you know, this is really just about you as a presenter, but food tends to be about meetings. But nevertheless, it's illustrative of the point that Mike is making. If you don't walk through the BEO in advance, and actually in this case, we did and validated that there would be a break at 3 o'clock. Well, those of you who have been to conference know that we tend to do breaks every hour or every hour and a half for about 10 minutes. Virtually every other presenter in the world allows hotels to determine when they're going to do breaks around when the hotel can deliver food. This is dumb. It's wrong. It's bad. Okay? You don't leave people sitting in their chairs for 3 hours because the hotel says, we can deliver a break at 3 o'clock. By the way, you can tell the hotel whenever you want to deliver a break, but they think 3 o'clock often is the time to deliver cookies and milk. Okay, great. Nothing wrong with that being part of your package, but that's not what works for the audience. So the hotel staff sees our break schedule, sees that the break times are different than theirs, assumes therefore that we want food service when we say we have a break. We have our first break, say at 2 o'clock, but it's only 10 minutes long. They start bringing in food at 2 o'clock and it's not out before 2:10 because they're not ready. At 3 o'clock, they're not going to be ready at 2 o'clock to deliver food. And so then they're delivering food in the last 15 to 20 minutes, you know, from 2:10 to 2:15 to 2:20 when you're trying to start the second hour of your afternoon when everybody's getting pretty tired anyway.
Yeah, that's very useful in terms of ensuring that you have audience attention.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People are salivating over
just
brownies.
Just an example of writing, of making sure your BEOs are squared away.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Next point, make notes of the names of staff people who make promises or commitments to you. Okay? Commitments can't be counted on, but the people who make the commitment can be counted on if you keep track of them. Whenever somebody in the hotel or AV staff promises you support, whether it's to get back to you with a square footage or the power of a projector or when lunch will be served and will it be in the room or is it going to be in the hallway? Will there be two lines on the buffet? Please, somewhere write that down. Two lines on the buffet. Hotels want to always put it up against the wall, which means you only have one line. Whenever they provide you any kind of commitment about what they're going to do in the future, take down their name and what they promised you. Okay? Now, look, to some of you who are listening, this probably feels like overmanagement. It definitely feels like overmanagement to me. I'm the one who tends to manage least. I tend to be the one most comfortable with messiness or so on. And yet Mike knows after 25 years, one of the areas I don't tolerate that is in presentations. In fact, I'm much more obsessive compulsive about managing hotels than even Mike is. Mike would normally be the one that would be neat and correct and proper and professional. And I would tend to be a little bit messy under the guise of moving forward. Okay, that's what us high I's and high D's like to do. But we're only sharing this because of our frustration over years and years and years. And we want you to know what we know about having done this so many times. Okay, we return to the same hotels multiple times with the same requirements and nearly identical BEOs. But all the people actioning that BEO have changed, of course, right? The policies of the hotel have changed. The willingness to be flexible has changed in some cases. In some cases, it's more. In some cases, it's less. If you don't manage the hotel staff assertively, you end up relying on people who have different assumptions and different guidance than you do, and frankly, are incented differently than you might be aware of. So if somebody promises you something, write down their name and what they promised you, okay? Not someone, or, hey, I talked to this guy who said he would do X. And if their answer back, if the hotel's answer back is, who said that? You know you're not going to get what that guy promised you. Maybe he shouldn't have promised it to you to begin with, but if you know the name of the person when you're talking to the MOD, the MOD's like, well, I wish he hadn't done that. I said, well, yeah, but now we're 2 hours later and I'm waiting on it. And you can get a lot more by having a name written down.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Only count on fulfilled commitments from the individual who makes them. Now, this is an extension of our last point, and it's probably, again, overly managing, overly particular, but it may surprise many of you. If you're in a customer-facing role in your present job, you may be surprised, right? You assume that when you make a commitment, you're committing not just you, but the entire organization, and so you're cognizant of that when you make commitments. A way to think of it is if I promise you something from Manager Tools, it may not be me who delivers it, but my commitment commits everybody else here at Manager Tools or Career Tools to deliver on that commitment. Folks, that is not the case with hotel personnel supporting your presentation. Hotel staff often promise things in the name of customer service that they won't be able to deliver, either because they won't be there or because they don't know what can or can't be done. Okay, so be careful. Don't believe what you're told is going to happen unless the person who told you is the one who's actioning it right now, or one of the ways to increase the chance it'll happen is have it in writing and have a name associated with it. And one way, of course, for in writing is the BEO.
Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. And we'll continue with this topic next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.